He loves it freezing. She loves it hot. The Pod by 8 Sleep ends the argument for good with independent temperature zones that keep both of you sleeping deeper. Try it at 8sleep.com.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
506, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Hanging tough here at 83 degrees. I got a number of things that you and I need to address. I do want to remind you quickly about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I'm trying to think of the nicest, most polite, most delicate way to put this. There are a lot of issues at play right now. All right, a lot of issues on a lot of fronts that a lot of people are dealing with, and there's distraction. There's always some sort of distraction. Sometimes distractions, you know, sometimes every once in a while, I say, you know, I don't want to deal with real-world stuff. I want to be distracted for a little bit. I want to take an hour here, 2 hours there, and just, well, deal with something else. I mean, that's kind of the way I look at the Brad Thor thing. Brad was with us at 3:35, and if you missed that, man, oh, man, head on over to WRBA.com, please, and get the podcast there. You can take a listen to it. You can download it, share it with friends, because the brand new book's called Edge of Honor, and it's out. But that's a distraction. Now, for me, it's a very pleasant distraction. It gives me some time to escape into a different world. And, you know, then you got to come back to reality. It is what it is, right? So in reality, and this is not getting any play that I've seen anywhere, and it's fascinating to me, is that CBS and Paramount Global have now entered into an agreement with President Donald Trump. And they are going to pay somewhere north of $30 million to settle President Trump's election interference lawsuit. President Trump immediately gets $16 million. That is to cover legal fees, the costs of the case, as well as some contributions to his presidential library, to charitable causes that he can choose. There's then expected to be another round of eight-figure payments, which will be paid again by CBS and Paramount Global to President Trump. CBS, in addition to everything, has agreed to update its editorial standards. They are installing a mandatory new rule. And you know what it's going to be called? Apparently what it's already called at CBS, it is called the Trump Rule. The network will promptly release full, unedited transcripts of future presidential candidates' interviews. You know what happened here. CBS 60 Minutes went in and they edited it in a rather creative sort of a way. Their interview with Kamala Harris to make it seem as if, well, you know, she was cogent and competent. Which I guess they just assumed they would continue doing because they had covered for Joe Biden and the auto pen for 4 years. President Trump called him out on it. Still, some people I know don't like Trump. I don't get it. You should know President Trump's approval rating is the highest of any president at the moment and the highest that President Trump has ever gotten. It's amazing stuff. It's really amazing stuff. But because of this, that sort of creative editing on the part of, quote, news organizations will not happen anymore. That's important stuff. That's a huge development. And that, frankly, hasn't been reported in a lot of places. I just felt compelled to share it with you. There's something else that's not getting nearly as much attention as it should. The folks in charge of ICE, Todd Lyons, he's the actual ICE director, said the left-wing activists now are targeting the children of ICE agents in an effort to get those ICE agents, I guess, to be so intimidated that they will no longer do their job. The leftists are also saying there's no reason for these ICE agents to be wearing face coverings. But Mr. Lyons, Director Lyons, says, wouldn't you wear a mask if it kept your family safe, if it kept your kids safe? We ran an operation with the Secret Service, he said. We arrested someone who was going online, taking the photos of ICE agents, posting their families and their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks, targeting them. So let me ask, is that the issue here? That anyone is upset with masks? Or is anyone upset that an ICE officer's family has been labeled as terrorists? It's an outrageous situation for them. It's an untenable situation. There's the app out now that allows people in real time to disclose the locations of ICE agents doing their job. And there are reasons behind it. And they're not good reasons. Reason number one, I guess, would be to help criminals not get caught. But the other part of it, you know, I know, is to target those ICE agents for some sort of abuse. So President Trump's team says, well, we're thinking about maybe some sort of criminal charges against the guy who developed the app. I don't know that you can do that. I'm not an attorney. I don't know, but it seems to me to be sort of a stretch. After I posted the story, though, a whole slew of people said, well, Jeff, I'm doing my part. I'm filing false reports. Well, that's interesting. It's interesting. CBS is convinced, same CBS that just had to pay tens of millions of dollars for a hatchet job, apparently continuing to engage in hatchery. Give me cut number one, please.
President Trump is heading to Florida tomorrow for the opening of a detention center for undocumented immigrants. It's in the Everglades, and state officials are calling it Alligator Alcatraz. This is part of the president's immigration crackdown, and Adam Yamaguchi reports the threat of arrest is creating fear in immigrant communities in Southern California.
Hey, leave him alone, bro.
Each new arrest brings the plea of a son.
That wasn't correct, and that was not just
a daughter.
I just want my dad to come home safe.
Or a neighbor.
What you're doing is kidnapping.
People are being ripped away from their law-abiding lives.
Social media has documented ICE agents as they haul people away. Some of the raids across Southern California have targeted car washes, shopping centers, and parks, including here in Pasadena, where Victor Gordo is mayor.
There's a very real, palpable sense of fear. If they look like an immigrant, then they're suspect.
There's this heaviness and emptiness in the streets here. And once in a while, you can see some signs of what's been going on. Somebody left candles here. This is a site where six undocumented day laborers who were helping with wildfire recovery efforts, waiting for the bus to take them to work, when they were snatched up by armed, masked agents and essentially disappeared.
Disappeared, their families say, because they often don't know where they're being detained.
What was the probable cause there? You know, other than they had brown skin, it's racial profiling, it's borderline stalking and hunting.
So, an hour's drive south of Pasadena, in the heavily Latino community of Santa Ana.
It's no longer a safe place to be for a lot of people.
Martin Chavez is a minister who arrived from Mexico at age 9. He's among those known as dreamers, people brought into the U.S. as children who hope to get its citizenship.
Are you afraid?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be racially profiled. He tells us much
of his ministry has moved online because people are too scared to go out.
In our last gathering on Zoom, one of the moms in tears, her main prayer is to be invisible. I mean, that's her prayer every day. God, make me invisible.
We have to ask ourselves as a society, is this who we are? Is this who we want to be?
Now, Pasadena's mayor says he won't go anywhere without his U.S. passport.
Okay. I don't exactly follow what the... Is this who we want to be? You mean a nation of laws? Yes, yes, that is exactly who we want to be. Do you have any more questions? Because I'm happy to answer them, but I'm pretty sure that was the question. And as they say in court, asked and answered. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Hey, it's cooling down, 81. Yeah, get a sweater, a little something, huh? Coming up at 535, Mike Dickinson will be here. Our version of Andy Knows, citizen journalist, citizen reporter. You know, there's a connection between VCU and the Jew-hating communist who wants to be mayor of New York City. Huh. Hang on a second. I got my shocked face here somewhere. Well, anyway, Mike is going to be covering that. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera is going to be here starting at 6 a.m. I want you to tune in. Richmond's Morning News. I was chatting with Rich this morning, actually. Always happy to visit. And he's got his son coming to visit. He said, what did he say? Oh, Independence. He's coming to Independence Day. So they got a big agenda. I think he's going to be here for a week. So that's pretty cool. Believe me, I know what it's like to be working far away from family. It is not easy. So I'm hoping that he and Riggs will have a opportunity to travel and enjoy, well, everything they want to travel and enjoy. So that's good stuff. President Trump was traveling and enjoying, I think, the view of Alligator Alcatraz. This is the new facility in Florida. Governor DeSantis stood this thing up in, what, like 2 weeks? It's an old, abandoned local airport in, I'm trying to think, I think it was the north of Miami-Dade County. Anyway, I think we got just enough time here for cut number three.
And with the Alligator Alcatraz, yeah. It's the idea that if some illegal immigrants escape, they just get eaten by an alligator or a snake or something.
I guess that's the concept. This is not a nice business. I guess that's the concept. If you know, snakes are fast, but alligators are, but we're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator, okay? If they escape prison, how to run away. Don't run in a straight line. Run like this. And you know what? Your chances go up about 1%. Okay? Not a good thing.
Do you know what the knock on President Trump was for that visit? I kid you not. I won't even allow this to be played on the air. This is how stupid it was. It caused my ears to bleed. Democrats on one of those networks said, you know, alligators don't usually eat people and pythons don't usually attack people. So what's the big deal? Why are they? And I said, oh, my God, really? Can you be that stupid? And then I thought, yes, yes, you can. And you just proved it. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. You know, on the first Wednesday of each month, I bring in my my friend Sam Richardson from the Federation, the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. We had gotten together a number of months ago, and over a cup of coffee or 10, we said we need to do something to enhance awareness of what is happening inside the Jewish community. It's amazing, given the size of Central Virginia in general, and then our Jewish community in particular, but given the relatively small sizes, how active the Jewish community is. It's also amazing to me, and has been for a while, that there's so many of us inside that Jewish community who don't actually know about everything that's going on within the Jewish community. And so Sam and I kind of put together this idea. I invited him to join us the first Wednesday of each and every month. Talk a little bit about what is going on, some of the things that need to be addressed. And because the Jewish Federation is so wide, it really is all-encompassing. There are a lot of different working parts there, a lot of moving parts. And we've been bringing on some other people involved with the efforts. And I'm happy to say that's happening today. We'll chat with Sam in a little bit about what has happened since we last spoke involving Iran and things of that sort. In addition to that, there's a specific focus at the Jewish Community of Federation of Richmond on women's philanthropy, which I must confess was new to me. Dot Heffron heads that up. She's joining us. Dot, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Tell me a little bit about this focus on women's philanthropy. And are we as Jewish guys not invited, or are we supposed to just stand on the outside and look in?
Well, of course, we always look to the entire community to make the biggest impact. But women's philanthropy at the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond is where passion meets purpose. We are a multi-generational network, lead and build, strengthening Jewish life locally in Israel and around the world. From legacy giving to emergency responses, we women mobilize resources and leverage our relationships to meet the moment. And at Federation, women are not just part of the story, Jeff. We are driving the future.
Well, how are you doing that? Tell me what's going on there.
We have amazing programming that we have throughout the year. Starting in September, kind of take the summer, as most organizations do, to hit reset.
Right.
So we have a lot of really cool programs coming up. In particular, we have a young women's happy hour at a local brewery to be determined. I'll be sure to send my friend Sam with details on that one.
Okay.
We're going to have a lunch and learn series that will be throughout the year, meeting monthly. An opportunity for women or anyone who's interested to meet with local congregational rabbis and have conversations about it's called Pirkei Avot. Mm-hmm. It's the wisdom of the fathers, and to learn a little bit, go a little bit deeper into some Jewish scholarly opportunities.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Dot Heffron's joining us. She's the head of women's philanthropy over at the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. One of the things that most people, certainly within the Jewish community, and I would dare say outside the Jewish community as well, know about, they've heard about, they're somewhat aware of, L'dor V'dor. Explain to everybody the meaning of the term, and then what exactly do you do with that?
Well, the Hebrew word, a phrase rather, L'dor V'dor, means from generation to generation. And we have an annual women's philanthropy hosts an annual event. It is our signature women's event here in Richmond, where we present the Woman of Valor Award to a woman in our community who exemplifies legacy, leadership, and generational learning for our community.
How do you pick the winners?
No, that's a top secret.
Is it?
I can't tell you how the sausage is made. No. No, actually the recipient is chosen by a group of her peers that are former Women of Valor Award recipients.
Oh, how cool.
So it's very much a yeah, it's nice. It's a sisterhood, really. It's yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. No, I love the whole idea behind that. How difficult is it to bring people in? How difficult is it to get the involvement? I mean, people hear philanthropy, and you know, I mean, because you're talking to people all the time, and they're going, oh, man, somebody else is going to want some money. I know it. I know it. I know it. How difficult is it to get over that hurdle?
I think it's not as hard as it sounds when folks understand the value and the impact of what Federation brings to the table. it's an easy conversation, to be honest with you. I should probably shouldn't. My boss might be listening. I don't want to say how easy it is. Well, it really is. It's an easy conversation because people want to invest where they feel there's an impact and there's a return on that investment. And Federation is has proven that it's a worthwhile investment that, you know, creates opportunities for engagement, not just with happy hours for young women here in Richmond,
sure,
but support for families of IDF reservists who are called to duty. Supporting families in Israel who need that from their American counterparts.
Talk a little bit about what has changed since October the 7th, 2023. For some of us, I think it has rekindled a connection with our Judaism. For other folks, they've said, well, that's it. I'm not telling anybody. I don't even want to chat about it. And I'd have to think there are a lot of people sort of in the middle trying to find their footing. What's the impact been for you and other folks at the Federation?
Yeah, I think you really nailed it, Jeff. I mean, we have the whole spectrum of responses. What we are seeing nationally and globally is in our circle, we call it the surge. Since October 7th, there has been a tremendous response from Jews in America to reengage and to reconnect, to find that comfort and meaning in community. And at Federation, we are kept busy, making sure that we have fun things for people to do. We have meaningful things for people to do, to really offer a buffet, if you will, of really great ways to engage and to learn and connect, because there is an appetite for it, to be sure.
I am so happy to hear that, because there's so many challenges. Part of it, I think, relates to geography. Some of us grew up in parts of the country where there's a much more sizable Jewish community, so it was always sort of easy. You kind of fell into it. There seems to be a real big generational component to it as well, but it does sound as if you and the team of the Federation, you've got a handle on all of it.
Well, we try. We certainly try. There's no shortage of need. Like I said, both for just our local agencies have been seeing an increase in need. JFS, the JCC, our local synagogues have needed to shore up security. We help find the grant money for that. We help provide the money for that. There's been no shortage, and we've definitely been busy, but it's really, really deeply meaningful work.
I love it. For folks who are hearing this, some for the first time, Dot, some are thinking, oh, that's Dot Heffron. Yeah, she does that philanthropy stuff for the for the Federation. Where do they go? I'm going to assume it's a website that they can get more information. Some of these great events they certainly want to be part of, and hopefully some folks are listening saying, yep, I want to help out. What's the best one-stop shop?
You bet. So folks can go to jewishrichmond.org. Where I hope that they will scroll down to the bottom of the page and subscribe to our newsletter if they'd like to stay connected.
Okay.
And if folks are interested in supporting either Federation, the work that we do ongoing, or directly to the Israel Emergency Campaign, there are links for that. The Israel Emergency Campaign link can be found by going to jewishrichmond.org, clicking on Find Your Place, and then clicking on Israel and Overseas. Okay. And they'll be right there. 100% of all of the gifts made through the Israel Emergency Fund are distributed to help those that are affected directly.
I love it. JewishRichmond.org. JewishRichmond.org. Dot, I appreciate what you do with the Federation. I appreciate you making time for us. And we'll get the chance, I hope, to chat again soon.
I appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you so much for this time.
Absolutely. Thank you. That is Dot Heffron. She heads up women's philanthropy over at the Jewish Community Federation. Some great opportunities there. Again, JewishRichmond.org, JewishRichmond.org. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and well, there you have it. It's Wednesday. It's going to be a short week for most of us. I do continue to harass anybody and everybody and remind you that Friday is Independence Day. That's the holiday. You know, I got a thing about holidays, as you know. I talk about it all. Jeff, I just wanted to wish you a happy Memorial Day. Okay, don't take it the wrong way, but I'm pretty sure you're an idiot. How dare you? Well, I want us all to understand the reason. Jeff, I wish you a happy 4th. Huh? Yeah, you know, happy 4th of July. They don't have 4th of July anywhere else. Dudes and dudettes, they got, you know, 4th of July everywhere else. We have Independence Day. Yeah. Couple of folks checking in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, Cats, what happened to Mike Dickinson? Well, today, I lay it all on Jeremy's shoulders. Now, yesterday, I succeeded in completely, totally screwing up the entire system. No, it's totally on me yesterday. However, today, I'm blaming Germ. Jeremy made a, Germ, don't take it the wrong way. He made a rookie mistake. Yeah, I know he's not a rookie. I get it. But, total rookie mistake. He double booked. It happens. So yeah, we're just going to get Mike Dickinson, recalibrated and slated for another day. So there you go. And it is on Jeremy. No, it is. It's all on Jeremy today. Well, you want to know. I know. I'm seeing the Facebook. Jeff, what did you do yesterday? So I was talking yesterday with Ryan Hudson right at the end of the show. And I think this is a good thing for us to know moving forward, Germ. Never book Ryan at the end of the show. Book him earlier if we're going to have him on. And I was looking at a different screen. Jeremy had done exactly what he was supposed to do because Germ's a professional. I like him. Said, you know, you got to do this. You need you out by this. You got to break. Okay. Oh, I wasn't even looking at it. I was looking at the other thing. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I'll be here till Saturday.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's fine with me. All I'm doing is talking, right? So I screwed it up. But today, Jeremy, swinging a miss on that one. But otherwise, I do believe Jeremy has solidly stuck each and every part of the landing. Tomorrow, we got some great stuff. I am going to tell you that. Amongst other things, we have Mindy Applewhite joining us. And Mindy is a very, very special lady, someone who dedicated her life to law enforcement. To put it mildly, she's a law enforcement vet. And her daughter, Dr. Lindsay Grizzard Braun, is dead. Killed by, I guess you could say it nicely, a reckless driver. That's how my buddy John Burkett described him. Thing is that this reckless driver should have been in prison. Now, you know me. I'm all about second chances. And I'm all about helping folks who are locked up get right and do the right thing and all the rest of it. But in this case, this is somebody who never, ever, ever should have been where he was. And it was a terrible, this poor girl was literally pulling out of her driveway. Right? This wasn't some high-speed crash or anything else. And this guy should not have been out. So we will chat with Mindy tomorrow, her efforts to make the system work for people. I will tell you that she was with Attorney General Jason Meijeres the other day. And they've got a lot of work ahead of them. A lot of work ahead of them. We'll see how it goes. But Mindy will be with us tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I would urge you to be listening to my friend Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. That all gets started at 6 a.m. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.